Takeaway English from the BBC.
With only 2 weeks to go before Christmas, buying presents is a high priority for a lot of people. However, this year, not so many people are leaving their homes to browse around the shops. These days, lots of people can do their shopping in the comfort of their own home with the help of the internet. Online shopping is becoming more and more popular for a number of reasons. Prices are often lower online, you don't have to queue up in busy shops, and you can buy almost any product imaginable with just a few clicks of your mouse. Computer trends are often male-dominated, but this year women are expected to do more shopping on the internet than men. It seems women are now more attracted to the convenience of online shopping than they used to be. Average spending online this Christmas by women will rise to £240. That's 3,360 yuan, compared to the slightly lower average of £233 for men, while the average spend per person on the high street is only £197. 70% of internet users, male and female, are now buying their Christmas gifts online. In the past, a lot of people were reluctant to shop online. Many were worried about the security of entering their card details on the internet and the reliability of the internet, but as shopping online has become more widespread, these worries have begun to disappear. 45% of internet users still do have security worries, but it hasn't slowed down the ever-increasing numbers of online shoppers. One victim of the online shopping boom is the UK high street. Christmas trading can represent up to 60% of turnover for some stores. Many companies are concerned that not enough shoppers are coming through their doors in the run-up to Christmas. As a result, there are lots of special offers in the shops. Most shops traditionally have sales after Christmas, but this year the bargains have come early in an attempt to lure consumers to spend. Bad news for the high street has become good news for the bank balances of UK shoppers this Christmas.
BBC Learning English on the web.